right, Scott, how do you feel about your performance?
I wasn't psyched on it. It's the first real race effort I've done this season. I was kind of carrying some sickness through the late fall, though, so I feel like I'm going to be building into the season, and today was a starting step, not much more than that, but it was tough racing out there. It was really squirrely conditions and tough kick and some deep troughs to pull in, and I mean, a really strong Norwegian field as usual in Bygdesund, so it was hard. I don't know if I put my best foot forward, but I put my best foot forward for today at least, and we'll see.
You said sickness. Has that affected your training at all?
It was a little bit. I don't think it's going to be harmful in the long run. It's just I need a little more time to get into the season.
Right. And how do you feel about that?
That's okay. I mean, there's some good races for me. I'm looking forward to Lillehammer, but it's okay. It's a long season. We've got a lot of races. So.
And your race today, if you go from start to finish, how would you explain it?
I started out pretty frantic. Like I mentioned, it was tough skiing. It was really squirrely, and I don't think I really settled into that all that well. So just the first lap coming through at 5K, I was kind of like, wow, that I went hard and kind of flooding in weird areas. And so kind of for the later two laps, I tried to almost like slow it down, relax a little more and ski well, which I think I achieved to some point, but at that point I'd burned a lot on the first lap, so it was kind of make it through, try and ski as well as I can.
And after that, how did you feel in the third lap?
It was okay. I don't think I really picked up the pace. I was getting passed by some strong guys and hung on to a few for a little bit, but I mean, I think I improved a little bit how I was skiing for the second and third, if not how fast I was skiing.
And how were you able to improve?
Just, I feel like part of it was just like accepting the conditions as they were. It was, and slowing down the tempo a little bit, not trying to build so much speed and kind of like working with what I had. So
when you're skiing in conditions like that and like this, do you analyze it? Do you think, oh, I have to change my technique, I have to do this, that?
A little bit. I mean, there's there's times where with the like pole troughs you end up really wide, and I know I've had a really sore back after some races just from adapting to that. I don't think I really did that today, but there are definitely some changes you can analyze and kind of, I mean, yeah, you have to make do with what you get, so it's adapt as you go. And especially with this, when we weren't able to ski the course, except like over an hour and a half before our start, it was kind of going in a little blind the first lap and didn't really know how the corners were skiing, so definitely.
Do you think you'll be able to improve as the season progresses?
Absolutely. I mean, these are tough conditions to start out the season. So it's, you don't quite have the like muscle strength and some of those stabilizers and things like that. So
naturally,
this is a tough one to start on.
When do you think you'll have that this year?
I don't know exactly. I mean, we'll see next time the conditions come up. So.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks.